Greetings in Jesus' name on this seventh day of April, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 40s outside. Temperatures are going to be close to 60 today, and we're enjoying the springtime weather that the Lord has granted unto us in the beautiful state of Maine. Tonight is church night for us. We have the midweek service on Wednesday night, and I'm preparing now and have been here in my office preparing for the evening message. We'll be in Acts chapter number 13, and finishing that chapter hopefully tonight as we plow through the book of Acts. I'm enjoying what God is doing and what He's showing us on this Wednesday night preaching time, and looking forward to tonight's service as we gather together and sing and shout and give God the glory for what He is continuing to do. Also today, I'm very busy working on the project of the home, and that's continuing and will be continuing for some time as we are nearing in the month of May, a year-long process of slowly chipping away at a home build. Many of you that are listening have built homes on your own and know that it takes time, and we are grateful to God for how He continues to help us, and appreciate the Lord encouraging us as we, in this next chapter of our life, go further and farther for the Lord Jesus Christ in this area. We are seeking the Lord in regards to our country opening up more in light of this pandemic, and asking God to give us guidance on where He would have for us to start the next church. We are praying over different places, and we are trusting the Lord to use us for His glory. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in 1 Samuel chapter number 10. One of the more sad passages of Scripture in the book of 1 Samuel. Because in this passage of Scripture, we find that the people are desirous of being like other nations. We want to have a king. We want to be like the other nations. And you know, this is still going on in the Church of Jesus Christ today. People say, well, we want to be like the world. Men of God will stand up and say, our church is going to be a separated church. Our church is going to be a church that takes a stand. Our church is going to be a church that doesn't compromise. And then you'll have people in the church that will say, well, why can't we be like the other churches? Why can't we associate with liberalism and compromise and worldliness? And that spirit is still among God's people today. And here in 1 Samuel chapter number 10, God's people said, we want to be like the other nations, and we want a king. Oh, they chose him one. They chose Saul, of the son of Kish. He was shoulders above everyone else. Must have been a very handsome man. And they chose him. They thought, oh yeah, this is going to be the one who saves us. This is going to be the one who encourages us. We're going to be like the other nations. But Samuel has to call the people together in Mizpah. And he says unto the children of Israel in verse number 18 of 1 Samuel 10, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. Who said that He brought them up? It's the Lord God of Israel speaking. He said, I'm the one that brought you up out of Egypt. I'm the one that delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. I'm the one that delivered you out of the hand of all of the kingdoms. I'm the one that delivered you out of the hand of all of them that oppressed you. It's me. It's not a king. It's not a man. It's not an individual. It's not a deacon board. It's not a group. It's not a committee. It's not any of that. It's me. I'm the one that has brought you up. I'm the one that's brought deliverance. It's me, and it's me alone. And he says in verse number 19, and ye have this day rejected your God. You talking about a strong message of preaching. This day you've rejected your God. This day you've made the decision that I'm going to do like the other nations. We want to be like those around us. We want to have a king. We want to have that type of rule where a man rules over us instead of a theocracy where God rules. We want to have a place where man rules. And he said, this day you have rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversaries and all your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. It's a sobering day in anyone's life when they reject their God. When they say, we're going to handle this. We want to be like other people. We're in control. We're in control of our health. We're in control of how we move about. We're in control. No, we're not. It's God who has created us. It's God who has saved us. It's God who takes care of us. It's God who has delivered us. We must understand that today. And here in the nation of Israel's life, they rejected God. I would pray today that every one of us that are listening to this broadcast, do not reject the Lord. We must not reject Him. He's the one that's in charge. He's the one that's over all and in all and through all. He's the one that has the ability to take care of us. Let's not be like the other nations or the other individuals of our day, but let's be different. Let's be distinct. Let's be devoted to what God would have for us to do so that we might be able to be our best, no less, for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.